Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're joining Dr. Joni Carley, who has been consulting and coaching with private and public sector leaders and their teams for over 25 years. Her expertise in values-driven leadership and cultural development draws a unique depth and breadth of experience ranging from the jungle to the boardroom, from the C-suite to the podium, the African bush to Asian temples, and from universities to the United Nations, where she is currently vice chair of the Coalition for Global Citizenship 2030 and chair of its Policy and Advocacy Subcommittee. She is the author of the new book, The Alchemy of Power. And Dr. Carley, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me, Eric.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. So now your book, The Alchemy of Power, dives into the invisible factors of leadership. What are some of those factors that business owners and leaders in general need to master to be successful?
Need to understand is that 95% of reality, according to physicists, we don't even know anything about it, right? We know about 5% of reality. So most of what's going on is going on at invisible levels, and people need to be accountable for that if they're going to be accountable for what really happens under their watch. So some of those invisibilities include culture, right? It's kind of ubiquitous. It's around us. We're immersed in it, but it's like the air we breathe. We're like the water that fish swim in. We don't always see it. We're not always conscious of it, but studies are crystal clear that your culture is the absolute best indicator of your success. And culture is made up of values. So how the values are going is really how your success is going to go. And so paying attention to values, to how they're playing out around you, to your own values and to where they may or may not be compromised, and to checking out the values of the people around you and seeing how they're playing out for them.
Certainly some helpful information to get things underway here today. Now, you write in the book also, the authenticity of your words reflects the clarity and integrity of your consciousness, and it indicates the degree of authority that you actually hold. Can you talk about the critical communication skills leaders need to master?
Yeah, that sounds like a mouthful, isn't it? This book really pulls a lot apart. So what that comes down to is there are studies about values development, and what they found is that the person in the room who has done the most development of their own personal, really their own psyches, their own values, their own way of being, their own selves. When you've done the most personal development, you have the most authority in the room, regardless of rank. And so that means you might be standing next to the janitor and the CEO or the entrepreneur, and you may really be listening to the janitor because you know that that person has the most authority at some level. This is usually not so conscious. We find it in studies, but and it doesn't necessarily mean the janitor is more outgoing or anything like that. It has nothing to do with introvert, extrovert, or anything like that. But you know that there's someone who may just say one or two words, but people will hang on those words and listen to them. That person has a certain amount of personal strength, a personal integrity. It really comes down to integrity. And when you see that kind of person, you resonate with them, you trust them. And if the CEO doesn't have it, they may be your boss, you might do what they say, but you will not award them the authority. Authority is earned. It's not something that comes with rank.
Now, you refer to mojo often in the book. Can you explain leadership mojo and why that's important?
Yeah, mojo is an interesting word. You know, I've studied all kinds of philosophical and spiritual traditions all over the world, and there are many, many words for this. I stayed in the jungle with a tribe of headhunters. Their word for it was arutam. And then in the Oriental philosophy, in the Asian philosophies, you have like chi and ki and words like that. It's energy. It's a kind of life force. It's a pulse of life. So the way I like to think about it is you could put all the elements of a grape into a lab dish, but you can't make a grape. That's because we don't understand the invisible or the metaphysical factors that are the energy that makes life live. And that's what I'm calling mojo. And I like that word mojo because it's just easy and fun. But it relates to something that's really very profound. And so, and that's why it's consistent across all world religions, many, many philosophies, that the idea that there is this some kind of mysterious life force that's unique in each of us, but it's common to all of us. And when you tend to it, when you're conscious of it, when you make sure the mojo is flowing in yourself, in the people around you, when you kind of just take a minute to step back, take a breath, and look around, say, how's the mojo going here? And just feel like, how's the energy going? It's an indicator of how healthy your culture is, how vibrant your culture is, right? Culture is the same as like in a lab dish where you have a culture that grows some bacteria, it doesn't grow other bacteria. Well, the culture in a business organization or a nonprofit organization is the same thing. It will support some behaviors, it won't support others. And so you want people to accomplish certain things, but if the culture isn't set up for their mojo to be flowing, then it's not so likely that they're going to accomplish it as well, if at all, and it's certainly not going to be as effective or efficient as when the mojo's really flowing. And that's really what the title of my book, The Alchemy of Power, the alchemy is about having command of that mojo for self and for others. And the funny thing about these invisible factors is, just like love, you know, the more you give it, the more you get. It multiplies. It doesn't divide. It doesn't go away. It doesn't subtract when you give it. You get more. And when mojo is flowing, it's a multiplication factor. So when you've got a culture that's really strong and vibrant, it's a question of vibrancy and vitality. When you've got that, there's a really good chance that you're exceeding expectations. There's an old definition of alchemy that it used to be turning lead into gold. But that's a very, very limited definition. If you stop there, you've lost a lot of the human power to really get things done. When you can leverage, that's a leader's job, is to leverage all the mojo in the room. And you can't leverage it if you're unconscious of it. So when you get conscious of that and you stoke it, when you stoke that mojo by doing good things for people, and by the way, we're right back to values, because when values are being, when they're aligned, when they're in, you know, we may have different values, but when I at least feel like my values aren't going to be compromised by walking into the room with my boss, I'm going to bring my best game to the table. I'm not going to bring my best game to the table if I feel like my values are going to get compromised throughout my day for whatever reason.
Certainly appreciate your input, insight, and information. Most appreciated today. We're joined by Dr. Joni Carley, who has been consulting and coaching with private and public sector leaders and their teams for over 25 years. She is the author of the new book, The Alchemy of Power, and she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, Dr. Carley, what is leadership GPS? That's interesting, by the way. And how can you set your own, and what are the benefits?
Well, your leadership GPS is the same as, very similar to the GPS in your car. We all have an internal voice, an internal knowing. It's one of those invisible factors, right? Some people have more propensity for their intuition and for that quiet voice inside. Just like if you gave two people the same amount of piano lessons, the same pieces to play, the same amount of practice time. One comes out, they play the song, and it really moves you. The other one can barely get through it, and you can barely get through listening to it. And because one person has a little more propensity than the other person has. And so some people do have more propensity, and it's a job of a leader to figure out who's got the best and to include that information in their discernment and their decision-making. But everybody's got it. The question is, do we take the time to connect with it? That's one of the reasons that the mindfulness movement has done so well, because we're very clear that when leaders engage in any kind of meditation, whether it's mindfulness or whatever is out there, the meditation studies are just so clear, and there are so many of them, that they make better decisions. They have more what I call personal equanimity. So it's not balanced, because you breathe in, you're balanced one way, you breathe out, you're balanced the other way. It's not really balanced, but you know, stuff is going to happen. Let's face it. You know, life brings challenges, and business brings even more, especially if you're at the head of it. So the question is, how are you going to negotiate this? Well, if you don't have your own inner strength, your own inner connectedness to your own inner wisdom, then it's very hard to face a situation with that equanimity that's going to help you make the best decisions. So that inner GPS is really just, it's related to mojo. You know, none of these things have adequate words. Philosophers through all of history have been trying to name this stuff. I like to call it mojo and inner GPS, but all of these are just kind of concepts that people can really form their own decisions around what to call it, how it feels inside you. But you know it when you hit it. You know it when that voice is telling you something, and the more you listen to that little quiet voice that says go left when everything's saying go right, and then you go left and you find out that there's gold over there that nobody could have expected, that's what I'm calling the inner GPS. That inner GPS will steer you right 100% of the time. It is so accurate, and it is so overlooked as a mega tool of leadership.
Interesting perspective, and thanks for that as well. Now, as we conclude, where do you see leadership styles heading into the future, and what should today's leaders, big or small, focus on as they head into a new year?
Headed into a new year, we're headed into very new ways of doing business. The world has come to the conclusion that we want a better world. No longer are people putting up with greed and selfishness from leaders. It just doesn't wash anymore. And so it's still an old paradigm, a way of working, and plenty of people work that way. But again, the data could not be clearer that the more values-driven, the more compassionate, the more a leader has their eye on not just better business, but a better world. And the more engaged they are in a better world, it feels the opposite. It feels like once I handle my business, I can go manage contributing to something bigger. But that's not true. What we know is when a leader, right from the get-go, every day sees the full spectrum of their own well-being, their employees' well-being, the organization's well-being, and the community and the world's well-being, when that's all working together, that's when the profits go up, that's when the share prices go up, the stakeholder loyalty, just about everything you can measure improves. And the world is recognizing that. And leaders are going to be blindsided by their own irrelevance if they don't get on board and realize that they have got to be attuned to a bigger, better world.
Well, Dr. Carley, we certainly appreciate your expertise and joining us here on the program and introducing your book, The Alchemy of Power. Where can listeners get in touch with you and also pick up the book, The Alchemy of Power? Where's the best place online to get further information?
The Alchemy of Power is on Amazon, and my website is Joni Carley, JoniCarley.com, and you can make an appointment to talk with me for complimentary for 15-20 minutes, and we'll decide whether or not we're a match to work together, and I do leadership consulting and cultural development.
And that sounds like an awesome opportunity. Again, Dr. Carley, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. All the best.
And all the best to you. We've been speaking with Dr. Joni Carley, who has been consulting and coaching with private and public sector leaders and their teams for over 25 years. She's also the author of the new book, The Alchemy of Power. And for further details, visit JoniCarley.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.